You used to just get up. Now it's a whole production. Let's change that. Get to Joint Relief Institute for fast, immediate pain relief. Covered by Medicare, call 708-888-0000.
And from outer space to the earth to the phone to WGN tonight with John Landecker. Linda Goodwin, thank you so much for coming on. I'm really interested in what you have to say tonight.
Well, John, thank you very much for having me on.
You bet. Did you hear the introduction, did you not?
Oh, I did. And so yeah. I was just picturing that, you know, in my head when it happened. It's been a while.
Yeah, but still, come on. Outer space, please. That's amazing. First woman to perform spacewalks outside two different space stations, Mir in March 1996 and the International Space Station in December of 2001. Let's just dive into the reason that you're here. Over quite a few astronauts, over 103 former NASA astronauts have launched something called Astronauts for America to Uphold the Constitution. Where did it come from? What is it all about?
Okay, I'm happy to talk about this. And by the way, you can also find out more information, everyone can, by going to astronautsforamerica.org on our website and sign up to be part of our crew there, by the way, with your name and email. And so obviously we're all former astronauts. Thank you for, you know, talking about that. We're actually over 100. And I guess we found out it started with a core group, you know, talking together that values that we saw that we had, you know, made our mission successful and teams of people working together and the fact that we love our country and we took an oath to defend the Constitution as astronauts, both as civil servants and military people, that we were all had common concerns across party, didn't matter political party, but just about, you know, we're just seeing an erosion of American values, you know, respect for the Constitution and rule of law and, you know, scientific research and using that to make educated decisions. And these are things that are not partisan, right? So we're very adamant that we're a nonpartisan group and we just decided, you know, we have these concerns. There is more of an impact if we bring our voices together. And I guess kind of we're just hoping that, you know, the title of astronauts is cool enough that maybe we get a little bit of attention. But really, we're speaking up as American citizens, you know, who have these concerns. And they're not just happening now. It's been going on for decades. But we see an acceleration of what's going on in these things. And we think the American people, you know, our country, we feel like our country is the mission right now. And I think most of the American people feel the same way. And so we're hoping that we can bring some voices together. And we have some plans, you know, for what we hope to do. You know, to move this along.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Well, I think you hit a very important facet of this is that all of this starts with astronauts, former astronauts. I mean, when you say that, you know, word in the United States, that immediately brings forth patriotism, the flag, pride of a scientific achievement, and it's sort of hard to ignore, quite frankly, if someone who is a former astronaut, in fact, in this case, over 100 of them, have come together to make this point. Was there a particular, I mean, I read some of the information about it. There were, I can't remember exactly the two astronauts' names, but they had been working together on a variety of items in missions in outer space. They had never discussed their politics and then found out that one was a Republican and one was a Democrat and felt like, well, you know what, there should be, I mean, think about it. You can't, you know, you shouldn't discuss religion or politics at dinner, my dad always said. And you probably shouldn't discuss it when you're on an international space station either, I bet.
No, but you know what we did learn, you know, mission success means you do work across the differences. You know, and differences are fine. We all need to bring different points of view to the table. But we understand, you know, that true science and teamwork are not optional when you're operating on space missions and you're up there. You know, you depend on people. And we did, you know, and they were, that our teams of people were dedicated to the mission. That didn't mean they couldn't go off and have a beer somewhere and talk about their differences, but it didn't matter, you know, when you're working on what counted and what you had to get done. And you know, in our case, if you ignored some of this evidence, it could cost people's lives. And then, you know, in democracy, I think we're seeing it cost trust in each other and in our institutions. And civil, you know, civil discourse is just getting to be in a bad way. But I think people really have a lot more in common, you know, than sometimes we're led to believe when we hear all of the news and we hear all of this. And we'd like to just bring people together to talk about that. We have, you know, ways we hope to, if you come follow us on our mission, you know, again, astronautsforamerica.org, come sign up. We plan to share information, newsletters, you know, we're going to start, we're getting rolling on some of this, but we want to analyze candidates. We're calling up maybe scorecards. We'll never tell somebody who to vote for, but hey, if you want to hear, you know, see what we're seeing and what we're working with, we'd like to work with other nonpartisan groups to amplify our voices. So we just have a lot of things that we want to see get rolling this year. And we're stronger if we can have more people come sign up with us, frankly, because we can say we represent these voices.
I find it not surprising that individuals who are able to observe not only the United States, but the entire Earth from a vantage point way, way, way out there have a clearer vision, if you will, of what's going on down here.
You know, when you can be in Earth orbit, as we were in the shuttle and on the International Space Station, and you go around the world in 90 minutes, John, and you just see all the different countries and you see everything. It makes it seem like we're not that far apart, you know, and you can cross the United States, you know, in 15 minutes or something, you're across the continent and it's beautiful. And we got to do what we did because of what this country offered us. And, you know, I mean, I love my country. We're all very patriotic and, you know, if we can make a difference, we want to speak up. We don't know if we will. I mean, why should people listen to us? But again, we're just sort of hoping they will. We're really passionate about it, and we're putting a lot of our effort into this.
So what can people hearing this now, hearing about Astronauts for America, what can they do? Is there some action that can be taken? I know you mentioned a website address, I believe, and becoming a member of a crew. Is that right?
Yes. And, you know, so if you go to Astronauts for America and just check out the website, there's a place to hit, you know, join the crew, and you'll leave your email address. And, you know, so we're going to send people updates. We plan to have newsletters. We plan maybe to have virtual events, and eventually maybe we'll have in-person events across the country, but we'll let people know and we'll send them invitations. And we'll just say, hey, if you're interested in these candidates, you know, here's what we think about it, you know, in a nonpartisan evaluation way, just looking at the criteria of, are these people supporting our values? Are they going to work across party lines and get things done? And eventually, and this is going to take some work, but we hope to be able to provide that kind of information. And frankly, there's also a donate button there too, you know, if they want to do that, because we're doing all this for free, but there's some background organizations, you know, supporting us that we're paying money to, but, you know, not we don't get it.
Right.
This is just a passion, because we're just patriotic, like most of us are for this country. And I couldn't have done, we kind of got to live out our version of the American dream, you know? And I mean that, looking back on it, I still can't believe what I got to do. And it was a privilege.
Yeah.
It was a privilege.
What was it indeed that got you interested in this particular, I guess we'll call it line of work, to be an astronaut?
I liked space and science, you know, I grew up, we landed on the moon the first time right before my senior year of high school. You know, I was fascinated by the early space program, watched all of the Apollo. I liked science. I'm living now back in the state of Missouri. Of course, I was in Houston for a long time, but this is my home state.
Right.
And when I was going to the University of Missouri for grad school, deciding I was going to get a PhD in physics, NASA started hiring women, including women, or not excluding, I guess one could say, in their astronaut classes. And that started about that time. So I appreciate that diversity, you know, was finally recognized and that was a fact. And I realized, oh, maybe I could do this, you know, but it was a long shot dream. But to me, it's a great example of you don't know till you try.
Right.
And by the way, I didn't get in the first time, so it's also an example of you just keep trying, you know.
Well, you know, going to outer space and launches and anything that has to do with the space program whatsoever, I mean, it sounds almost ridiculous that one would have to say, you know, that this type of expedition relies on scientific facts that are finite. It's not like these are debatable scientific facts. They're not alternative facts.
They are not. About physics is what it is.
Yeah. Numbers don't lie, so to speak.
You're not going to change it.
Right. And I think that, you know, there's certainly been an element of, I'm not even quite sure what the, how I should describe it, but I understand what you're getting at completely. I mean, it's the Constitution, for crying out loud. I mean, really.
You know, and we can have different values about, right. You know, how is it being handled and who's doing it? But we're just trying to do the logical thing. And I swear to you, it is absolutely true. We have people across, you know, different political parties that are part of this group. And I flew, you know, but it doesn't matter. We're still committed to these core values. And I just think most Americans are as well.
Oh, I do, too. And I don't know how many times I've heard from so many different sources in the news or people who are friends of mine or, you know, why is there so much animosity? Why can't we stop the yelling? Why do we have to be at each other's throats? Why can't we just get along? You know, I never thought that I'd see the kind of division that there is in the United States today. I never thought I'd see a disregard for the Constitution that I see today. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I never thought I'd see. And unfortunately, I'm seeing it. Linda Goodwin, member of the Astronauts for America Steering Committee, thank you so much for being with us. I love the idea that it's astronauts that are doing this. Because you know what? Nobody's going to argue with you.
Well, they may, but I tell you what, I enjoy being a part of this group. I've known many of them for decades, and it's just a privilege to be working with them again.
Well, I'm certainly going to join up, and I'll follow along, and all the best to you and the other astronauts who are helping us uphold the Constitution. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet.